When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile.
And if you were going to be running wild, with whom would you rather run wild with, whether it's on the beach or elsewhere, than the one, the only, Marilyn Monroe? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM 88.3, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, boop-boop-a-doo NPR station. And I couldn't be happier than to be joined by a great friend, a wonderful writer, and clearly now the number one Marilyn Monroe scholar in the universe, Richard Barrios, who has a brand new book called On Marilyn Monroe, An Opinionated Guide from Oxford University Press. Welcome back to the show, Richard.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here, and I am awed and humbled by your kind words.
Well,
and I mean it.
They come very easily. Richard, you've written this extraordinary book, which I thought was going to be extremely casual, but it has so many fascinating annotations and thoughts and historicity to it. It's really, to me, the definitive Marilyn Monroe book, opinionated or otherwise. I wrote a book on Some Like It Hot, and to be honest with you, I was always scared when I got to Marilyn Monroe because I thought, oh, that's too vast and complicated a subject to tackle. So I was a kind of just the facts, ma'am, sort of guy. How did you agree to even want to wade into this ocean of Marilyn Monroe?
I wanted to write just about what she did, how she wanted to be seen, which was as an artist, and what is this legacy? And since the legacy is not of vast amount, it was easy to kind of get into the weeds with her work, which is what I wanted to do, because that was what she worked hardest at, and that was how she wanted to be remembered. So I felt I was both honoring her effort in that, and also just getting away from all the other stuff that has been accruing to her for the last, what, 70 years? And I didn't need to do that.
Well, I was amazed. I mean, I probably shouldn't be upon thinking about it, but she wasn't actually a recording artist, but she recorded so many songs in her movies. And as we'll hear later in the show, she inspired such mythology that musical makers, you know, ran in hordes one way or the other, including a current production of Some Like It Hot, a current adaptation of Some Like It Hot, which we'll get to. Now, a Gershwin song, Do It Again, seems to appear rather early in some live concert she gave for the Army or elsewhere. How does that get into the Marilyn Monroe oeuvre?
It started actually with the Marines, and she performed it at a live concert she did at Camp Pendleton in California in 1952. After that first performance, the military brass were so uneasy by the way she sang it that they did request, when she sang it later on in Korea, when she entertained the army there, that they change it from Do It Again to Kiss Me Again. And it's not the other Kiss Me Again from operetta. It's the song Do It Again, but they wanted her to tone it down a little bit.
Well, even toned down, Marilyn Monroe is pretty spicy. Let's hear her version of Do It Again. So Marilyn Monroe would seem to be a musical presence, but the first real musical she did, even though it bore, according to your book, the faintest resemblance to the source material, was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
She worked very, very hard with a vocal coach named Ted Schaefer. And the results were just, you know, fabulous, because she was able to transfer from spoken characterization to musical characterization. And she did it pretty effortlessly. But as with all her major work, it took a lot of time and effort and study to get to this point.
Well, this version of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, I find personally preferable. So here is Marilyn Monroe.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives. Expenser
jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds! Diamonds! I don't mean rhinestones, but
you're acting like a Newfoundland pup, and mama don't like you jumping up, I swear. You gotta stay down, down, down. You gotta stay down. Pocket those pussies, down, boy. You're acting like you ain't ever fed, so if you wanna be mama's teddy bear, you gotta stay down, down, down. You gotta stay down. Girls like a sudden show of affection, but they don't like so much that they need a bulldog's protection. Down, boy, I'll bet you, but I must draw the line. You evidently ain't read my sign. Beware, you gotta stay down, down, down. You gotta stay down.
And we just heard a cut song from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes called Down Boy, which I've never heard until Richard Barrios here introduced me to it. Tell us a little about that, Richard.
Well, as with most movie musicals, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was shot with more material than was actually used in the final cut of the film. But Down Boy was not used in the final cut. Part of which, it's interesting, part of this had to do apparently with the fact that the dress she was wearing while singing the song, and she was singing it to Charles Coburn, the dress was considered scandalous enough that Fox was being very, very cautious about how much, you know, of Marilyn was shown on the screen. And so that probably had something to do with the deletion of the song, which is too bad because you really hear what an expert vocalist she was becoming in this song.
Well, that leads me to another really fabulous point in your book is briefly, she was a recording star for RCA, which makes total sense because when you actually listen to her sing, she's, as my opinion, as good as Julie London, another yep. sort of sex pot out there who sold a lot of records. And mm-hmm. I think we're going to hear an Irving Berlin song that, am I correct in saying, was the only song she actually committed to vinyl or wax or whatever it was back then as part of her contract?
Well, sort of, and because what happened was the RCA contract she had mainly used her studio cuts from her films River of No Return and There's No Business Like Show Business. And so RCA had the deal with Fox, and they used those studio recordings and issued them. You'd Be Surprised was the only one that she actually did for the sole purpose of putting it on a record. But You'd Be Surprised is the only studio cut that Marilyn did specifically for RCA.
And if you thought Marilyn Monroe could not be a studio singer, you'll be surprised.
He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts in the squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit, he's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. 'Cause he's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of the week, you would be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, and when he starts to grab, said a taxi cab, you'd be surprised. This one's a real danger.
a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can't. She's starting a heat wave, a let her seat wave. In such a way that the customers say that she certainly can't. G.T. Her anatomy makes the mercury jump.
293.
Ow, 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 ow. Having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito. Pablo, it say here under weather report, it say a front of warm air is moving in from
where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and
where else?
Deep south. Small danger of
what?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
St. Vincent, 95. Waterloo, 97.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. I certainly can. I started this heat wave by
yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly
can.
G, my anatomy makes the mercury jump to 93. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that I move that thermometer proves
that was Irving Berlin's Heat Wave, toasted to a fare-thee-well by Marilyn Monroe in the film There's No Business Like Show Business. I'm here today with Richard Barrios, who has a wonderful new book called On Marilyn Monroe, An Opinionated Guide. And like everything Richard touches, it's not just only about the subject, but it's also a wonderful history of pop culture and the Hollywood studio system back in the 50s when she reigned supreme. For me, of course, and for probably many, many listeners, she reigned supreme in Some Like It Hot, a Billy Wilder film from 59.
Even though her character is not, on paper, the central character, she, with her presence and skill, gives it that centrality. And for our purposes here, a fair amount of that comes as much with her singing as with her, you know, comedy playing. Because both of them are just pretty phenomenal. And no one else could have kind of kept that balance the way she does in this film.
She's so potent as a performer and a Sean Tootsie at the first Sweet Sue and her society syncopators, that she carries the movie along even when she's not on screen, because the obsession that both these men in drag, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon, have for her is palpable for 10, 15 minutes, even when she doesn't particularly appear. And Billy Wilder was a gigolo in Berlin before he came to New York and knew all these great songs from the teens and 20s, which he inserted into the movie. And I would think it might be fair to say, Richard, that they probably would have really faded into obscurity if Monroe hadn't recorded them as part of the movie in 1959.
Absolutely. No one would have really, except, you know, hardcore Helen Kane fans, of which there were not too many by the late 1950s. God bless her. It wouldn't have been.
Well, now we're going to have the best of all worlds. Here is Marilyn Monroe from Some Like It Hot.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-do-dee-dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
Slaves around you to hound you and sweat.
devotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring, and all it meant to me, it can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you on no one, and so I'm through with love. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you on no one, and so I'm through with love, and so I'm through with, baby, I'm through with love.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. It's a good moment to acknowledge the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their funding of our program. So we're not even through with Marilyn Monroe, because even though we are now going into the 60s, after her passing, her shadow looms fairly large. And I'm thinking, other than The Girl Who Came to Supper, which was based on the Prince and the Showgirl, which she was in, I think the first mythic presentation of her in a musical would probably be Passionella in the Apple Tree. Well, here is Barbara Harris as a movie star.
Passionella truly content? Let us hear the answer in her own words.
We just heard Barbara Harris from The Apple Tree. I guess it was a foregone conclusion that Some Like It Hot, which is practically a musical anyway, as a film, would be turned into a musical. And there was one in 1972 called Sugar, with a score by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. Did you get a chance to see that in its original incarnation? It's probably way before your time.
Before my time in New York, I remember when it happened. And I remember finding it odd that they, although the cast was certainly quite effective, that they hadn't had a female star of Monroe-like wattage playing it.
We're going to hear someone who I do think has Monroe-like wattage in a doubleheader. This is Jane Krakowski singing a mm-hmm. cut song from Sugar, the Julie Stein musical called I'm Naive, which was originally written, fasten your seatbelts, folks, for Liza Minnelli, for a television musical about Little Red Riding Hood. Strange are the ways of popular culture. Anyway, here is a wonderful Monroe-esque number from Sugar.
Suppose if you insist, you might take a final shot.
I
can't be certain, but I think I felt a slight twinge.
And though I wear the comet
with your lips
right
next to mine, I want it smack dab.
If I don't hold on,
I'm in the
Well, Marilyn Monroe had her own, I think, short-lived biographical musical in the early 80s.
1983. I did see that. Marilyn, An American Fable. Wow. And it's sort of become one of the legendary Broadway, I don't want to use the word, but I'll use the word, turkeys of all time. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it had some interesting things in it. Some interesting concepts, along with some really screwball ideas. And Allison Reed, who played Marilyn in it, was very, very good. And Scott Bakula was the Joe DiMaggio figure, as I recall.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Smash, the television show from a few years back, took the whole notion of musicalizing Marilyn Monroe to a whole nother dimension. Did you manage to see most of it, all of it, some of it?
All of it. Yes, I did. I thought at the time that a musical based on Marilyn was sort of a limp concept to hang an entire TV series around, but they actually did it very well. And Megan Hilty, who played one of the Monroe aspirants on the show, was, you know, she was excellent.
Well, let's hear members of that cast reference a film of Marilyn Monroe's in a song called Let's Be Bad.
The thing I wanna do, do it, do it, black and blue. Let's be bad. Guns and gangsters see me fly. Al Capone is a buddy of mine. He's my big shot valentine. Let's be bad. His spirits are sagging, his feet are a dragging. Fall off of that wagon. The piano hums to the bass and drums, and I'll be dancing when Hooper comes. Don't care if you've tied the knot. Most folks want the thing.
Judas once said to Luke,
here's the key for my ignition. Hit the gas to my transmission. When you hear the things I'm wishing, you won't offer opposition. Let's prohibit prohibition. Let's be bad.
Doesn't make it hot and that ain't bad.
Josephine, do you ever feel like running away?
On a daily basis.
That's why I sneak off to the movies.
So that's where you go every time we hit a new town. Don't you get blue sitting all alone in the dark?
I'm never alone when I'm watching movies, Josephine. I meet the most interesting characters up on that silver screen. Ever since I was 10, it only cost a nickel to change my world. In a small town in Georgia, you really had to search for something entertaining to see. So the best show in town was every Sunday down in church, surrounded by good people who looked like me. Oh, but then one day a picture palace opened. For a nickel you could dream there day and night. Those who looked like me could only use the balcony, like the movies, life could be that black and white. But up there on the screen, there was romance, and the make-believe would carry me away, because no one I had ever seen were like the stars upon the screen at the old majestic nickel matinee. In those movies I saw, things looked different. Someone else's world was up there on display. For not one vamp or Wall Street wife held up a mirror to my life at the old majestic nickel matinee. So I would pretend that it was me up there, but with Mary Pickford playing my maid, that I was the star living life without a care, who never was alone or felt afraid. We could never sit with those who sat below us, kept out of sight, but heck, it caused me no dismay. Besides, I wasn't thinking of them. I would rather be above them at the old majestic nickel matinee.
You're already a star in my book. All you need's the camera. What's stopping you from just going out there and doing it?
Only the world, Josephine. A handful of nickels was all I ever had, but I believed that something had to change. So up there on the screen, I decided that she would see someone just like her. And her hopes and dreams would never have to stay at the old majestic nickel matinee.
That's Adriana Hicks, the most recent Sugar Cane, in the current second version of Some Like It Hot as a musical running on Broadway, singing at the old majestic nickel movie theater matinee. So where are we now? It's how many? It's more than, what, 60-odd years since Marilyn Monroe's passing? Are we still living in the immense shadow of her mythology and sense of humor?
It never diminishes. It's extraordinary. And of course, I address this phenomenon pretty much throughout the book. But it is such a mosaic of reasons why we are still so compelled by her and fascinated by her and interested in her and obsessed with her in a lot of cases. Some of it has to do with, you know, any mystique that comes when someone who is sensationally famous dies young, as seen before their time. And in her case, the circumstances were, you know, to some felt to be somewhat mysterious, and that kind of adds to it. But then with all of that, you look at the legacy itself and the effects it has had on people who constantly and still keep attempting to emulate it or hitch their wagons to that star. Yes, Madonna, I mean you. And you just have to wonder how, were she alive today, she'd be celebrating her 97th birthday, believe it or not, in a couple of weeks. What she would think of this. And I hope that the part that she would be gratified by was the regard in which her work is now held, which is pretty much far greater than it ever was when she was alive. And well, I think as the years go by, people understand better, and certainly what I tried to do in the book, this was an extraordinary performer, and it wasn't just about the way she looked or the way she projected her sexuality or anything like that. And of course, to our purposes here, her musical abilities were, one of the main constituents of that.
Well, if you like it intelligent and witty and thought-provoking, you will enjoy Richard Barrios's book on Marilyn Monroe, An Opinionated Guide. I can't recommend it highly enough. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure to be speaking to you, and thank you so much for your kind words.
I got a fever and inflammation. That's what I got. You turn the heat on me. Some like it hot. Look what you started, a conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flame go out. Some like it hot. Oh, baby, I'm from that old school. I'm on the spot. Love burns you up the most, like it or not. But baby, I like it hot.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.